Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
So it's my brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my needs. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good and
praise the Lord, everyone. Welcome to When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Today's broadcast is the Bread of Life. I'm Reverend Ray. Amen. I'm excited to be here today. I believe that God has a word for the people of God, and we're going to get started in a few minutes. We're coming from the scripture in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1, called Walking Worthy of the Vocation, wherein we are called a walking worthy of the vocation. We're going to talk a little bit more in detail about that. But for right now, I just want to welcome you to the broadcast. Today's broadcast, again, is Bread of Life. Amen. 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 Before we get started, I want to let you know about some things that we got coming up. Amen. We got His Abounding Grace with Minister Vanessa Williams. It's this Tuesday at 7 p.m. Challenge to Change with Pastor Paul Morgan is Wednesday at 7 p.m. Declaring to Finish Work with Pastor Pat Randall is every Thursday at 12 noon. Friday Night Joy is the first, the second, and the fourth Friday at 7 p.m. The Bread of Life is the first and the third Sunday at 7 p.m. Our weekly prayer is called Midday Glory Prayer with Reverend Gwen Dixon. It's at every Wednesday at 1 p.m. This is a free conference call. The dollar number is 267-807-9605. The access code is 732-499. Our monthly broadcasts are as follows. Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones is every first Monday at 7 p.m. Adoration with Evangelist Lewis McEwen is every third Monday at 7 p.m. Matters with the Heart is every third Friday at 7 p.m. The Bold and the Beautiful is every second Saturday at 10 a.m. Hour 3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk is the second Sunday at 7 p.m. The Marriage Takeover is every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. And Spiritual Nuggets, which is one of our newest broadcasts, Spiritual Nuggets of Truth will be aired every second and fourth Monday at 8 p.m. with Minister Carmen A. Booker. So we definitely want to welcome her to the family. Amen. Walking worthy of the vocation that we are called. Walking worthy of the vocation that we are. We are definitely living in the time now, amen, that God is requiring us to walk worthy of the vocation. Let's go ahead and read Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. Amen. Amen. And we might read a little bit further, but let's go ahead and get started with it. It says, Paul says, Therefore the prisoner of the Lord beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Then he goes on to say, therefore, there is one body, one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he say, when he ascended up unto high, he led the captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Amen. I want to stop right there. Okay, and go back to the vocation. We are to walk worthy of the vocation wherein we are called. The first thing you got is, I would like to look at is, what is the vocation? And one thing that I began to look at when I began to do some research and research the scriptures, is God, the vocation is Christ Jesus, our calling unto Christ Jesus, our love for him. In other words, God has called us for a whole life into Christ. That's our vocation, and we are to walk worthy of that calling. Okay, once we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and once we receive the Holy Spirit, then I want to put out this, say this real quick, okay? In and of ourselves, there is nothing worthy in us except for the righteousness of God, which makes us worthy, okay? You know, there's self-righteousness that does not make you worthy. Do's and don'ts does not make you worthy. But what makes us worthy is Jesus Christ, Christ Jesus, the resurrected and Savior, okay? Christ called for us to follow him and not just his disciples. Remember, in the scriptures talked about when he walked up to the certain of the scribes, so he told them to follow him. Okay, they might have been fishermen. They might have been doing some different things, and they stopped what they were doing and begin to follow him. Well, that's their calling. Is for us today. It's for us to call to follow him. Now, there's also the calling of the gifts. The scripture, what I just read, talks about the gifts. Each one of us, God give us different types of gifts, whether it be apostles or pastors, evangelists or whatever. Okay, that's another part of the vocation that God is called. But the number one thing is to follow Christ and to love. Because why? Because Christ is based in love. Christ calls us to love each other, including our enemy. That's part of the calling. Okay, if we say that we love Christ and stuff like that, we say we love Christ, then we got to love everybody. We have to love our enemy as ourselves. We got to love those that despitefully use us. Okay, within our Christian vocation, we are called to a way of life, a more specific service to God and the church, such as the priesthood, marriage, consecrated life, and the single state, whether married or and the process of the sermon, we are asked some very important questions. But what are the questions? How do I follow the call of Christ? One way to do it is that we have to research and read and study and ask the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us to all truth. We have to read and study and ask the Holy Spirit to guide us to all truth. Following Christ. Okay, being worthy of the vocation. There were so many preachers and people that are falling on the wayside because of things that are going on in their life, and they're giving up and going down to the city to buy meat for the soul. But God is looking for a few faithful that are willing to continue to stand still. And like what I talked about a couple of Fridays ago, stand still and begin to see the salvation of the Lord. Okay. Stand still and begin to see the salvation of the Lord. You know, one of the things that we probably talk about today is when we walk worthy of the vocation of the calling, where we are called. We also, before I get to the scripture, says that many are called but few are chosen. Okay, so we need to make sure that we are doing those things that God has given. That also include how we respond to one another. One of the greatest disappointment that I see right now on social media is pastors and people attacking each other and everything because they have a difference of opinion and everything like that. And it doesn't matter whether it be political or even in some cases, they're attacking your brothers and sisters. That is not a godly. In fact, let me do that. This is another example of walking worthy of the vocation of the call. Why? Because people are watching us. The world is watching us to see how we handle things. The church is in the process of judging others because whether it be homosexual and pastor or whatever, or adultery or whatever, all sin is sin. The thing about it, one of the things that I loved about Jesus, the way that he handled that, he did everything out of love. Everything out of love. I'm not saying that you should agree with anyone in a lifestyle, but you should get to a point when you should be able to tell them about the gospel of Jesus Christ in love to show them a more excellent way. But let me read 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 through 11. And it says, finally be ye of all one mind. This is an example of walking worthy of the vocation, having compassion one for another, love as brethren, be pitiful and be courteous. I mean, we shouldn't be just talking any kind of way to each other, man. And I'm telling you, what I see on the social media and sites and everything, sometimes I'm appalled, you know, and everything. The brothers be going, and sisters be going all in because somebody make a mistake. We should be in a place that we're walking, that we're praying for that person. We're interceding on their behalf. The scripture says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All of us. And none of us got the right to throw brick at anybody. But we do have the right, because of Jesus Christ, to keep their brother or their sister in prayer. Verse 9 says, not rendering evil for evil or railing upon railing. That means they give it to you, you give it back. It's something like that. They shout at you, you shout back. He said, but contrary, where blessings, in other words, when someone begin to do evil to you or rail on you or to cuss you out, you contrary, as to be saying blessings to them. Okay, that's the opposite of what the world will expect you to do. The world would expect you to get angry and begin to sin. But the scripture says, be angry and sin not. The world would expect you to cuss somebody out if they did you wrong. But here it's tell you, contrary wise, blessing, knowing that you thereunto called, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that you should inherit a blessing. So in other words, I'm going to bless you because I know that if I bless you, then I'm going to inherit a blessing because of the calling that's on my life. Okay? Walking worthy of the vocation. And verse 10 says, for he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil. There it is right there. Sometimes we just need to shut up. As believers, we need to just shut up. We ain't got to speak on everything. Everything got to go rogue, so to speak. Sometimes we just need to refrain his tongue from evil, okay? And his lips that speak no guile. I don't have to break you down and cut you up by the words that comes out of my mouth. We don't have to do all of that. All I got to do is contrast and give you blessing. So bless you, brother. I will pray for you. That kind of thing. Verse 11 said, let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and eschew it. And again, we're talking about, this is what it is to walk worthy of vacation. You know, Jesus said that if someone slap you on the cheek, turn the other cheek. You know, turn the other cheek and everything. How hard is it for most of us to do? You slap me, I'm going to want to hit you back. And I might have to go back and repent because I hit you back. But I'm going to want to hit you back and probably did some. But that, here the scripture is just calling us to be worthy of the vacation. And the only way the only way this could be done is through Jesus Christ, y'all. He has to do it. That Holy Spirit has to do it within us, okay? Do good. Let's go to another one. This talks about peace. This is coming out of Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14. It says, follow peace with all men and holiness without. No man shall see the Lord. Looking diligently, lest any man fail on the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up, trouble you, and thereby many may be defiled. We have to be very careful, man. You know, the enemy is waiting for you and or for me to make a mistake. He's waiting for us to fall down. He's waiting for to be accuser of the brethren and everything. You know, so we have to be on our P's and Q's 24/7, man. Every moment of the day and stuff. But we have to be on our P's and Q's because the enemy is waiting for us to make a mistake. He's waiting for us to say something that's full of guile to our brothers and sisters. And even to them, he's waiting for those things. But we are in a place that we have to walk worthy of the vacation. Now, I want to read a couple more scriptures, and then we're going to talk a little bit about the gifts. It's in Romans chapter 14, verses 19. It says, let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and things wherewith one may edify another. We are in a position right now that we should be edifying each other. That is what God has called us to do, to edify. We should never be in a place where we're doing railing upon railing, you know, or evil upon evil, especially when it comes to my brothers and sisters. But we should be edified meaning to build up or to encourage or to exhort. Those are the things that we're doing. It says, let us therefore follow out the things which make for peace, and therein with one may edify another. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 9, Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they should be called the children of God. For they should be called the children of God. So God is calling us, y'all, to a more excellent way in health. He's calling us to step up to the plate, especially in this time and this season that we are living in now. He's calling us to be worthy. You know, Paul called himself a prisoner of the Lord. He said, I'm a prisoner of the Lord. He said that I'm beseeching me. I'm imploring you. I'm talking seriously now. That you walk worthy. You know, that you begin to count the cost. That you begin to be mindful of everything that comes forth out of your mouth. You know, everything that comes forth out of your mouth. And every place that you be mindful, that you begin to walk worthy of God. So that men might begin to see the goodness and the works of Jesus Christ in your life. We want to be careful of that when we are called. We are called, you know. Especially when you start talking about the gifts of the Spirit. And every last one of us have that and stuff, you know. We have a work to do. We have specific work that God has called us to do. Some, and we're going to tie into spiritual gifts just a little bit. But some of us, man, are called to be helpers. You know, some of us are called to be apostles and pastors. Those are the fivefold ministry type of things. But many of us, man, just called to be teachers. Many of us are called to be a doorkeeper. Whatever you are called to do, you want to be in a righteous state with Jesus Christ. You don't want it to be no guile or anything found in you and stuff like that. But not, and again, the only way that can be done is not through your own effort. You know, because we don't want to get caught up in law, but it has to be done through the Holy Spirit. That's done through the Holy Spirit that dwells within you. Okay, that's done through the Holy Spirit that dwells within you. Okay, some of us got the gifts of prophet. Let me just read on. Let me see if we're gonna go back to Ephesians chapter 4 because there's a lot of good things in Ephesians chapter 4. Amen. I believe I'll stop at. Let's start back at, let's go back to the beginning. We can read a little bit further. Amen. It says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherein you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, and with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. That lowliness and meekness is a humility place of being humble. You know, you're not prideful. You're not puffed up. You don't think yourself more highly than anybody else and everything. You will put somebody else to the front and everything, and you will go to the back. You know, you will elevate someone else. You will show respect. You will show honor and all those different things. With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. It says, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. In other words, you have a purpose. You're doing everything you can do to keep peace. You know, you don't have a desire for no one to be your enemy, but there may be others that wants to be your enemy, but it's not coming from directly from you. It says, there is one body and one spirit, even as you are called, and one hope of your calling. You know, we are one Lord, one faith, one baptism. We are all on one accord. We all come from the same thing. We all are attached. We all are sons and daughters. We all are joint heirs. You know, we all are those things. We all are the apple of his eye. You know, it goes on to say, verse 6, it's for one God, Father of all, who is above all and through all, and in you all. God is in us all. But unto every one of us, this is where I'm going to go, is given grace according to the measure of gift of Christ. It's given grace, y'all. It's given grace. This worthiness of the vocation is, again, it ties back into Jesus, who is full of grace. Okay, it's full of grace. Okay, let me read on. Verse 8 says, so wherefore he said, when he ascended up on high, and he led captivity captive, and gave gifts unto men. He said, gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it? But that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth. He that ascended is the same, amen, also that ascended up far above heaven, that he might fill all things. And he gave some, verse 11, this is what we're talking about. Verse 11, he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teaching for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. This is why we need to be worthy. okay, but are edifying other body of Christ for the perfecting of the saints. This is why we need to have an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Now, it's not just for us, but it's for my brothers and my sisters. It's for that new Christian. It's for that new Christian or that baby Christian that's coming in. Verse 13, till we all come in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God into a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. There's purpose to everything that is going on in your life and in my life. Yes, I'm my brother's keeper. Yes, I'm my brother's keeper. Yes, I need to be looking up after you, and you need to be looking after me. Verse 14 said that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine by the slake of men and cunning crafters wherein they lie in wait to deceive. You and I have been worthy of the calling. I was like, means that we have to have some discernment, means that we have to have some wisdom, and means that we can't be carried about by every time somebody can bring forth the gospel and everything, and their purpose and their reason is to be deceived many. I heard some things over the weekend. I'm not going to really get into you and everything, and I had to bring a formal correction and from a spiritual point and from a biblical point of view, because sometimes people read the Bible or have others taught them what the Bible says without studying it themselves, and they get things mixed up, man. They get the things mixed up. So our task is to be worthy, is to bring correction, you know, not in a damaging way, but in a teaching and in a loving way, to show them the more excellent way, to show them the mysteries and the allegories of what the scripture is talking about, okay? It says, 15 says, but speaking the truth in love, there you go, may grow up, speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him, in all things, which is the head, even Christ. That's what we're doing. Walking worthy means that we're speaking the truth. Everything that we're doing is we're speaking the truth. So a brother sins of someone error, or someone goes in the wrong direction, we're speaking truth to them. And we're doing it out of love. We're not trying to destroy nobody. At least we should not be trying to. Look, let me say this to you. We should not be trying to destroy nobody or beat nobody up to a point where they turn from the way. Where they turned from the way. The first Christians wasn't called Christians. They were called followers of the way. Amen. We're speaking truth and love and may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Verse 16, Ephesians 4 and 16 says, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplied according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. All of us are joined together, y'all. You know, the head, the arm, the right arm needs the left arm, the chest needs the arm, the stomach has a play, the legs have a play, the fingers have a play. You know, every part of the body has its own part, but it's joined together for the purpose of edifying the body, for the purpose of glorifying Jesus Christ, for the purpose of bringing being salt, light, and power in a world that they might see Jesus Christ, man. To be become a testimony of the things. But if the right arm is fighting against the left arm, what kind of testimony does that send to the world? And which is what the enemy wants. If the right arm is slapping the left eye in the eye, if the right hand is slapping the right eye, it's so what kind of testimony that's not natural. Those things are not natural to take place in the body. You don't. Nobody slaps themselves in the head unless something is wrong in the mindset. And we know that the head is Jesus Christ. So we know that he's not going to do it. And everything is an abomination for those things to take place. So we have to begin, we have to be careful what we say, what we do, how we treat each other, because we do want to be that salt, light, and power that so they might see Jesus Christ and operate in our life. We do want to be worthy of the vocation where we're called. Amen. Amen. Where was that? Verse 17, Ephesians 4, 17 says, "This I say therefore, and I testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind." There you go. We're supposed to be different. We're a peculiar treasure. We can't walk like the world does, okay? Gentiles, I mean, means as the world does. We can't walk. You know, we can't do the things that they do. We can't even dance the way that they dance. Make somebody upset with me. You know, we can't. Because we're no longer in this world, you know. You know, we are ambassadors. We're ambassadors for Christ. Okay, it says having the understanding of doctrine, talking about the Gentiles here, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them. Because of the blindness of their heart. They're not ignorant just for the sake of it. They're ignorant because of the blindness that's in their heart. It goes to show you this is a heart thing. Okay? Walking worthy in Christ has to start with the heart, within our heart. There has to be a desire to seek after the things of Him. Amen. Verses 19 says, "Who being past feeling have given themselves over to lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness." They can't help it. They in sin. They haven't found a way yet. They don't know about Jesus or don't understand about Jesus. Okay, this is dealing with the intimacy and the relationship. And there are people that within the body that said they have to accept Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. But one day when Christ come by, He said, "I never knew you." They never really truly believed in Him. They had a form of godness, but they denied the power thereof. They denied the power thereof and everything. This is why it would explain that why lasciviousness and unclean things and things that are going on in their life. They deny the power thereof. They deny who it is, the greater that is in them than who is in the world. You know, they doing it because there's someone in their family, the mother, father, grandfather, used to do the same thing. So they think it's the right thing to do. But it's deeper than that, man. Our relationship with Jesus Christ has to be deeper than that. It says, "Be ye have not so learned, but ye have not so learned." Okay? So you ain't learned that. We're different. When we become into Christ, we become a new creature. We're not the same. We don't look at things the same. The scripture said, "But ye have not so learned Christ." It said, "But ye have not so learned Christ." We want to learn Christ. We want to learn of Him. We want to follow Him. We want to obey His commandment. We want to love one another. You know. We want to be counted worthy of the vocation that we are called, not because of our own self. Our own self-righteousness, or because we make this, but because of the Holy Spirit, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Okay? And so let's go on. It says, "If so be that ye have heard of Him and have been taught by Him, that the truth is in Jesus," y'all. The truth is in Jesus Christ. "That ye put off concerning the former conversation of the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lust." It's the old man. We shouldn't talk this way. "And be renewed in the spirit of your mind." We are renewed in the spirit of our mind. This should be an ongoing, everyday type of thing. Because the enemy is wise. And he's always going to bring things up to us in our mind. But we should be renewing our mind in Christ daily. Every opportunity, anything that comes to our mind that's not of Christ, need to be put down underneath of our feet. Anything, any conversation need to be kept under subjection. Amen? It says, "Wherefore, putting away lying, speaking every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one to another." So putting away lying. Putting away all that kind of crazy stuff. Speaking every man truth to his neighbors. When I approach you as my brother, or you approach me as your brother, or you approach me as a sister, or vice versa, there should be only things that should be coming from me and coming from you is truth. It's truth. It's truth. It said, and this is what it says. It said, "Be ye angry, but sin not. But let not the sun go down upon your wrath." You can be angry. It's not the mama being angry. Being angry is not the part. I had that discussion with someone earlier this week. Being angry is not the part. It's the sin that comes. You know, but sin not. It said, "Let that sun go down on your wrath." You know, if someone, you know, we're supposed to be in a place as believers, as followers of the way, you know, that we go and begin to make things right. That we have that difficult conversation that somebody that did us wrong, if possible. And the scripture said that if they you go to a person and they are a believer and they don't receive you, then we go take the next phase. We bring them before the elders or before someone that could be a mediator to talk this thing out. We should never go to be upset or angry with him. That I make that part of my life. All my life, I try to make that. Never going to be angry at your spouse or your kids or any of those kind of things. The world is watching you, even your kids. They might not have something Jesus Christ is the Lord, but they're watching how we live, y'all. They're watching how we live. They're watching us. Amen. Let me just go back. That's it. Amen. Walking worthy of the vocation. Let's read on. It says, neither give place to the devil. I think we, as believers, do that a lot. We give the enemy a lot of credit, stuff that he ain't even do. You know, sometimes our outcome happens to us because we did it. We made bad decisions. God said go left, and we went right. We made bad decisions. Okay, we put ourselves in those things. That kind of particular. Everything is not the devil. I mean, he'll take all the credit that you want to give him, but everything is not him. Okay. And to own up to that thing, God, I messed up. I did this. To own or confess to him. Because he's rightfully to forgive us because of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ died on the cross for the sins of the whole world. You know, he died already. So it is finished. So confessing your sins. Even to one, the scripture says, but one to another. Okay, let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the things which is good, that he may have to give to him that need it. Everything we do is to give to help somebody else out, you know. It's never for ourselves. I'm not saying it's not good for us to have the great things, but there should be a purpose within our working. There should be a purpose, and not to gain to be rich and to have like 10 or 15 cars, and I'm not knocking those things. Okay, but you only can drive one car at a time. But there should be some type of form of charity, some form of trying to give back, some form of helping somebody else out. Trust me, there's a lot of people that need help out here today. There's a lot of people that need help, you know, that need help. That don't have food to eat, you know. They look at all the people that have taken place with the hurricane, that have been displaced, that have lost everything, you know. They lost everything. But you're sitting up here, and I'm not picking on anybody, but this is, we're sitting up here building bonds and more bonds and everything, because we had a good year, a good crop and everything, and the investments turned up really, really well, and we can build bigger bonds. God is not happy and pleased with that. Okay? He's not happy. It says, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29 says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to use of edifying. There's the word again, that it might minister grace unto the hearers. Edifying. We should be edifying each other, man. I need you, and you need me. We are all a part of God's army. I know. I had to put that in there. I need you and you need me. We are all a part of God's army. Edifying. Okay? And it says, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed until the day of redemption. We are sealed, you know? We are sealed, man. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake have forgiven you. Even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. This is what the walking worthy of the vocation and where we are called. You know, people look at us and everything. They don't necessarily have to give us accolades, but when they look at us, they see something special and unique about us, and that's because of Christ Jesus. That's what they see. They see Christ, man. They see Christ. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm not going to hold you. The message is very short and everything like that, and I hope that you have enjoyed it. I do want to let you know, please check us out on Facebook on When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Please join us. Amen. And by all means, check us out on the website, whenchristiansspeak.com. It has a little bit more information about who we are. Amen. Again, there's a lot of new things that's happening behind the scenes. Keep us in prayer and be encouraged and know that God loves you and I love you too. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Father God, we thank you for this broadcast. We pray, God, it be a blessing to those that hear it. God, we pray, God, right now that you know their private prayers, God, and you know everything that's going on within them, Lord Jesus. We pray for the healing, deliverance, breakthrough, God, whatever is needed, God. We pray for those that are going through, whether it's earthquake or flooding or hurricanes or tornadoes or tsunamis. God, we pray, God, right now that all those things are going for you, that you will send help, God, that you bring forth encouragement. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, Lord Jesus. We pray even today, God, for the world, for those elected officials that you have placed, God, that someone will come to the God and begin to minister to their hearts, God, that they might show them more excellent way. They might show them you, Jesus. We pray, Lord Jesus, for every father, every mother, son, daughter, God. We pray for every grandparent, God. We pray for the healing of the people, God. We're praying today that even in the midst of this COVID virus, God, that we will use wisdom, God. We will use wisdom according to your way. We pray for those that's in the hospital, those that are shut in the hospital because of the COVID or because of different things, God. We know that you, Lord Jesus, is the bomb that Gilead, and you would be the one that would bring forth miracles and healing, God. We thank you for the miracles and the healing that are still taking place within the body of Christ, God. We thank you for that, God. We continue to pray for every pastor, every bishop, every apostle, every prophet, every teacher, Lord Jesus, every minister, every elder, God, every musician, even the doorkeepers, God, even the people that clean at the church. We pray for all of them, God. We pray for the body of Christ that a great awakening in this season and time that we live in may wake up, Lord Jesus, and realize that the hand is writing on the wall. We pray today, God, that you would give us dreams and visions of your purpose and your plans that you have for us, God. We pray, God, that we would begin to seek you like never ever before, because we know one day you are coming soon, Lord Jesus. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. We give you thanks. Amen and amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen.